السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آج اس سال کا
حضور says today is the last day of this year. That is, according to the Gregorian calendar, which is in custom nowadays, today is the last day of the year. Although according to the Islamic year, this is also the last 10 days of the first month of the Islamic calendar. But however, because at the time in the world, this calendar is in custom in the world, and normally Muslims and non-Muslims are well aware of this calendar, which is in use around the world, and also throughout the world, this calendar is normally used. This is why normally upon the new year, congratulations are given on this new year according to that calendar. And also the last day of the year is called the goodbye day. That is the day when we say goodbye to the year that has now passed. This custom of saying goodbye is not that common, but to welcome the first day of the new year, that is normally celebrated with great fervor and excitement, and all sorts of commotion and festivities are performed on this new day of the new year. Countries around the world, in fact every country of the world, and people of every nation, according to their own custom and according to their own mode, celebrate this new day of the new year. So anyhow, as I have already stated, today I am mentioning this for this reason, that today is the last day of this year, that is the year 2010. Every year there is a last day of the year, and that day passes by. There is no importance in itself of that day. However, this year, this last day of the year is a blessed one for us. This is because the conclusion of this year is the day of Friday. That is, the blessed day of Friday has fallen upon this last day of the year, this year of 2010. It started with Friday, and we know that Friday is a blessed day. So this year started with Friday, a blessed day, and this year is ending in Friday, as I have said, which is a blessed day. People who want to can say, and people do say this, that this day is a blessed day. And certain people who spread rife and certain opponents to incite certain feelings, they say that this year is a blessed year for you. And in this year, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, they had to sacrifice 100 lives in this year. 100 houses lost their fathers, their husbands, and their children, and they are crying on this loss of theirs. If certain opponents of the Jamaat, upon these martyrdoms that occurred, if they did express some kind of sympathy, then on the other hand, there are also such cruel people who are in a large number, who are hard-hearted and who are stony people. And these people who, on the other hand, because of these martyrdoms, have used very harsh words about them, and they are continuing to use these harsh words about this. In fact, they continuously threaten and they provide threats that we are going to do this and that, and we are going to do a lot with you. These people are bereft of any kind of humanity whatsoever. These are those people who do not look at their own relationship with Allah. They do not look at what Allah is doing with them. They do not look at that affliction that they have fallen under and take lesson from it. In fact, the opposite is happening to what they are thinking. And their state and their condition has been stated by the Holy Quran, that qasad qulubuhum. It has been mentioned in the Quran that their hearts have become even more hard-hearted after seeing all of these things. And they are increasing in their evil ways. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Satan, whatever they used to do and whatever they did, it kept on increasing. What are these people testifying to? So Hazrul says, thus these people should not become joyous on this fact that we have taken the lives of many Ahmadis, and that we are going to trouble them even more. We are going to afflict them with more problems even in the future. They should not be joyous on this fact. Whatever Satan has caused them to do, Allah the Almighty has already spoken about this in the Holy Quran, that such people, they perform these kind of acts. And after this, Allah the Almighty has also prepared a great punishment for these people who do these kind of acts. And he has prepared this punishment to this extent with relation to these houses where the martyrdoms have occurred. These martyrdoms that have occurred, instead of wailing or instead of doing things excessively, they have submitted their emotions to Allah in such a way that their entire thought process has entirely transformed. From various countries, with the purpose of meeting the families of the deceased and the martyrs, I sent the local Ahmadis and I sent delegations to meet them. And when these people meet the families of those who are martyred, then these people increase in their own faith. In the past few days, I sent delegations from various African countries. There was also a delegation from Ghana, and amongst them was the Amir and the missionary in charge, Wahab Adam Sahib. And there was also another Ghanaian friend who is an Ahmadi. His name is Tahir Haman Sahib. So he is a Ghanaian Ahmadi, and moreover, he is also a member of the Parliament of Ghana. And these people, on the way back, they came to meet me. And they said that the relatives of these martyrs, the parents of these martyrs, and the wives and the children of the martyrs, after meeting them, it has caused us to increase in our faith. We could not even envisage, we could not even imagine the things that we had seen and the things that we had heard. We would reassure them. But when we reassured them, they, whilst expressing the strength of their faith, would reassure us. This friend says that in our eyes, we were overcome by passions and we would cry. So they would reply that those who have departed us, they have left us with an honor. So this was the way of the families of the martyrs one Ahmadi student, he has only been here for a short while in the UK to study and for his education, and he came to meet me yesterday. And this student, he told me that today, regarding my mother, I would like to tell you something about her courage. This student, this young boy, he was also hit by two bullets. That is, he was hit by two bullets in the mosque. And he says that this wound that was inflicted upon me, I phoned my mother, and when I told her about this injury and how I was hit by these bullets, and after I told my mother about how blood was shedding from me, then my mother replied that, "O son, I have given you for the sake of Allah. If martyrdom is destined for you," because news was being received at that time of martyrdoms, "then if martyrdom is destined for you, then bravely give your life up. Do not show any kind of cowardice whatsoever." Anyhow, this boy was safeguarded by Allah the Almighty, and by way of operation, the bullets were removed from him. So Hazur says, such mothers of these kind of nations, who are preparing their children for martyrdom in this manner, such people who are of these martyrs, they are reassuring those other people who are trying to console them. So to give up life in this manner, that is not done by way of punishment or anger from Allah. In fact, these people do this in order to attain the pleasure of Allah, and this is through a special blessing of Allah that this occurs. Hazur says that whenever I speak to the families of those who have been martyred, then I only hear resolute determination and voices of this kind from them. So therefore, those people who are going to send condolences from other countries, and the mothers who prepare the children for martyrdoms, and these expressions of great resolution, if this is not the grace and blessings of Allah, what else is it? So that means we are that community, we are that nation. We never leave the mantle of Allah out of any fear of the enemy. We are actually that community or that nation who, by sacrificing our wealth and our lives, our fear, because of all of these things, these trials in relation to these things, we never leave the mantle of Almighty Allah. Our beloved Lord, we are not those people who go away from Him. In fact, we are those who say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." And then we try to acquire the pleasure of Almighty Allah. And we do this so that by attaining the pleasure of Almighty Allah, we can become of those who are the fortunate people. These are those people who receive the paradise from Allah. And we do all of this so that we can become of these people who attain all of these things. There are many people who write letters to me, and they reassure me, and they provide this belief that they are amongst those people regarding whom Allah the Almighty has said that وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَزِرْ, that there are those amongst these people who are waiting. That if, according to the Almighty Allah, it is destined to take sacrifices from them, then inshallah in this field they will remain steadfast. So therefore, this objection from anyone at regarding the beginning and the end of the year being a blessed one and this year being a blessed one, how can you say this? How can you say that this year was a blessed year? These people who have provided a special resolution, these people who have provided sacrifices through their actions, that objection comes to be nullified. How Allah the Almighty has profusely has spreading the Jamaat Ahmadiyya's message to even the rich countries and the poor countries of the world, has provided the means to introduce Ahmadiyya to all of these countries. This actually is a great blessing that is descending upon us from Allah the Almighty. These sacrifices of these martyrs in this year And by controlling our emotions and overcoming our emotions, and by spreading the peaceful message of Islam, it has provided the means to do all of these things. Jamaat Ahmadiyya has been introduced so profusely this year as have never been before, through the media, through different ways, and through new ways of the media. It has been spread in a way like never before, whether in America, in Europe, or Africa, or Asia. Nations, in order to attain their purposes, can only be successful by giving sacrifices. These sacrifices that have been given by the martyrs of Pakistan, and they have been giving in the past as well, and the excess and the peak of this has occurred in 2010. These sacrifices, inshallah, will never go to waste. In fact, they are reaping rewards now, as I have already said, that the message of Ahmadiyyat and the introduction of Ahmadiyyat and the peaceful message of Islam is to, in order to spread it to every corner of the world and to spread it profusely and abundantly. All of these things that are occurring are a result of these sacrifices, and this sequence is continuing. Surely, this fact is an acceptance of these sacrifices. This is one part of the acceptance of those sacrifices. And in the future, the entire world, the triumph and the victory of Ahmadiyyat is actually rising. And more than before, inshallah, it was going to show a new splendor altogether. So, it is our responsibility that just like those people who have provided sacrifices and their sacrifices have been accepted, and Allah the Almighty has made them a part of those people regarding whom Allah the Almighty says, وَلَا تَعْصِبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قَتُلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَالَهِيَاهُمْ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يَرْزُقُونَ. Allah the Almighty says about these people that they are a part of those people, that those people who were killed in the way of the Lord, do not think they are dead. In fact, they are alive and they have been provided provisions. And by the grace of Almighty Allah, they are those who attain that perpetual reward that in every era and in every time is increasing them in the rank and in the status. Here, the word Ambat, according to this verse, will also mean that person's blood who does not go to waste. And the second meaning is this, that person or those people who leave behind such people who tread and follow in their footsteps. So Hazur says, we should pray that in our piety, in our righteousness, in order to increase in it, we should also illuminate and make come to life those who have performed these sacrifices, the angels of Almighty Allah. Because of their sacrifices, that is, those successes, it is also benefiting them at the same time. Even after giving up their life in sacrifice, they are still kept happy that they have attained the pleasure of Almighty Allah, and also these sacrifices that they have performed, the maximum possible result of it has been attained. The snapshot of the situation has been taken in Surah Al-Imran, that farahina bima atahumullahu min fadlihi wa yastabshiruna billadhina lam yalhaqu bihim min khalfihim allah khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. That is, that they are jubilant because of that which Allah has given them of His bounty, and they rejoice for those who have not yet joined them from behind them, because on them shall come no fear nor shall they grieve. So Hazur says, these martyrs, their sacrifices, they also are becoming a means of increasing us in our faith. And after hearing this glad tiding that those people are receiving good news, and they're also receiving glad tidings about those who have been left behind. Many people write to letters to me about the martyrs, that in our dreams we met this and this martyr. That is, some families say, we have met our brother who was martyred, we met our son or our father who was martyred in our dream, and he told us in the dream that I am very happy. Here there is something extremely amazing that is occurring, and we cannot even imagine, envisage this. So when we hear the happiness of these people repeatedly from them, we become resolutely strong in this belief that Allah the Almighty is providing them with very special provisions, and Allah the Almighty is providing them with the means to become joyous and happiness, then this also increases us in this belief that the Almighty Allah, to those who have been left behind, regarding their successes, whatever good tidings and good news they are giving, then inshallah, that will definitely come to light and will be fulfilled. And those are being fulfilled. When the decree of Almighty Allah is determined, and when it gets set in motion, then the result of this, whatever it makes come to life, it reaches its pinnacle. A person may not be aware of this, but when the final result comes into motion, then he realizes that how true are the promises of Almighty Allah. How true is Almighty Allah? This is a Lord who fulfills His promises. Then this means that in order to take benefit as quickly as possible of the promises of Almighty Allah, then more than before we must attach ourselves to the Lord. To those who have sacrificed their pieties, we do mention them. We do mention the good acts they have performed, and we remember whatever good things they did. And we also mention their special qualities and capabilities. So this means that we must also assess our own situation, so that in order to be under the decree of Allah, through which we will attain successes of the Jamaat, and regarding which the news has been given by Almighty Allah. And Allah the Almighty has also given this news through the angels to those who have given up their lives. We must also partake of those successes. This blessed day, that is Friday, as I have mentioned, Allah the Almighty, different to the normal custom, something that only occurs far in between, He has given us something special in this year. There is something different about this year, as I have already mentioned, that the beginning of this year was a Friday, and the last day of this year is a Friday. This is a special quality of this year. And normally, there are 52 Fridays in a year, but this time there were 53. And in the Hadith, Juma, Friday is such a day, such a time, where Allah the Almighty especially accepts the prayers of people. I hope, and I expect, and I have already drawn attention towards this, that according to our capabilities, according to our efforts, you have spent the day of Friday through prayers, and we have spent the days of Fridays in prayers. Our martyrs who were martyred in Lahore, and also the few who were martyred in Multan, these people who were martyred on the day of Friday, all of these martyrs on the day of Friday gave up their lives whilst praying to their Lord. Surely it was those prayers in paradise has given them excellent provisions and excellent means. It has been provided for them in paradise, and where this has been provided, there also those who have been left behind of the martyrs, and also those who have been left behind for the Jamaat, these things are becoming a means of the progress of the Jamaat and those who have been left behind, who have been provided good news. Today, on this last day, and this last Jummah and Friday, we should spend it especially in prayers. Jummah, the day of Friday, is a blessed day. And where it is a blessed day, it is also a day of fear for the progeny of Adam, because it is mentioned in the Hadith, that is the traditions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the day of Friday is the greatest day out of all the days, and according to Allah the Almighty, it is the greatest day. In the view of Allah, it is even bigger than Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. There are five qualities of this day. On this day, Hazrat Adam was born. on this day, Hazrat Adam was made to come on the land. On that day, Hazrat Adam was also made to die. And also on this day, there is a certain time on this day when, apart from forbidden things, whatever a person asks from Allah, he is given. And on this day also will be the day of judgment. The appointing angels on the heavens, on the mountains, and the earth, and in the water, they fear that day. So, Hazur says, in order to take benefit from the blessings of this day, you must give your lives up for the sake of attaining the pleasure of Almighty Allah. And this day, where it also provides the means for those who perform pious actions to go to paradise, it also at the same time coming into the clutches of Satan by doing bad acts, by doing evil actions, it also provides the means to be removed from paradise. And also, we are those who have accepted the Adam of this time, that is the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him. Allah has also called him Adam. And Allah has made him a Khalifa and also a Sultan. So for this Adam, paradise will also be established in this world. And this will provide the means for the everlasting paradise, the hereafter. When through this Adam, a new world, a new heavens and earth will be built, then that is not a physical or material world that is being spoken of. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, his true lover, through him, the true message of Islam, those who are going to be implemented and adopted, they will be born. These are those people who, for the sake of attaining the pleasure of Allah, always keep in view how they will acquire the pleasure of Allah. In order to establish a spiritual system in the world, a new heavens and a new earth, they will try to do this. That is, the followers of this Messiah. And these people will be established on high levels of spirituality. These are those people who will perform amal saliha, that is pious deeds, and they will increase in their amal saliha, that is performing good actions. Their view and their object will always be to acquire Allah's happiness and Allah's pleasure. So thus, if we, according to the promises of Almighty Allah, want to attain the beneficence of accepting the Messiah of this age, and we want to take reward from both worlds, then what is required is such actions that will provide the means to nearness to Almighty Allah. From the smallest commandments of Allah to the most important and significant commandments, according to your capabilities, according to your every quality, you must try to implement every one of those commandments. We must do this so that we can partake of that progress that is attached with the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, by Allah the Almighty. And so that we can become the recipients, we can become those people who partake of those rewards that have been destined by Almighty Allah. So we must not be reassured by just this fact, that Allah the Almighty does not waste sacrifices, and the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, with him are the promises of Allah, that I will give you triumph and victory. This will happen, and this will surely happen, inshallah. However, we must take assessment of our own state and our own condition. Allah the Almighty says that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Surely those people who believe and who have believed and according to them perform pious deeds, there is a never-ending reward for such people. So Hazur says, by believing, then pious actions are also required after believing the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that I address my community that amale saliha, pious deeds, righteous actions are required. If there is anything that reaches Almighty Allah, it is amale saliha, performing pious deeds. So after believing, amale saliha is extremely necessary. And Hazur says, amale saliha is this, that according to the commandments of Almighty Allah, you spend your lives and you immerse your lives in amale saliha, performing pious and righteous actions. Then these rewards, they are perpetual and never-ending. They are everlasting rewards. The significance of Amal Saliha, pious deeds, has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in one place by Almighty Allah, that وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْحَارِ كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ الرِّزْقَ قَالُوا حَذَا الَّذِي زُرِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا وَلَا هُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُتَحَرَةٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So Hazur says, give glad tidings, that is a translation of this verse. Give glad tidings to those people who have performed pious deeds. There are such rewards under which streams are flowing, and the fruits and provisions they will be provided. And when they will be provided this, they will say that these are those rewards that have been given to us before, although they only were provided things that were akin or similar to this, and they will be put into a pious garden where they will be given pious matches. Hazrat says regarding this, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, says that in this verse regarding the faith, it has been compared with Amal Saliha, pious deeds. The result of belief is paradise, and the result of Amal Saliha is streams and rivers. These are the different rewards. And just like a garden without water, without streams, quickly becomes destroyed and does not sustain, faith without actions, without pious deeds, are nothing. Then in another place, faith has been compared with trees and branches. And that faith that Muslims are being called to, that is like a tree. And the Amal Saliha irrigates the tree. In short, however much you ponder and reflect upon this situation, you can only understand and discern this like a farmer. When he is plowing, he requires to plow it properly, and when he is plowing, he requires to irrigate it. Similarly, in spiritual terms, when you are plowing, for example, faith, which is the seed of spirituality, it is also necessary. Then just as a farmer, he also plows the fields. Similarly, a spiritual garden, it is also there with faith. And for the irrigation of the faith, Amal Saliha are required. Remember, faith without Amal Saliha is useless, just like an excellent garden without any streams or without any way of irrigation is useless. The promised Messiah alayhi salam said the tree should be so excellent, it should bear such fruits. But when the master is negligent of irrigation to the tree, then the result will be what everybody is aware of. This is similarly in the spiritual state of the tree of faith, the tree of spirituality. Faith is one level of faith. And on spiritual terms, it is necessary to irrigate it. It is necessary to provide the means of irrigation of it. Just like every farmer requires a lot of effort to reap the seeds and grow it properly, similarly, Allah the Almighty, in spiritual terms, in order to reap the benefits spiritually, in order to obtain excellent and bear beautiful fruits, great effort and great attempts and great endeavor is required. So, Hazur says, if you want to attain these never-ending rewards, if you want to take beneficence from these blessings, and if you want to see the acceptance of these prayers, then Amal Saliha, pious deeds, are required. The good news, the glad tidings, are for those people who have immersed themselves in pious deeds. When this has been proclaimed, or when you proclaim this, that we have seen the fulfillment of the promise and the prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and have believed in the Imam of the time, then it is necessary that according to the teachings of Almighty Allah, you must make your actions in accordance with that. So therefore, pray this also today, that Allah the Almighty, in our lives, He enables us to lead our lives in that manner as the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, those who have entered into his Jamaat, that enables us to be those who are worthy of coming into the Jamaat of the promised Messiah, alayhi salam. Our worships and our every action, it should be purely for the sake of attaining Allah's pleasure. And tonight, this year, in order to say goodbye to this year, in order to welcome the new day of the new year, you should pray this, that Almighty Allah gives us a special capacity, ability, and enables us particularly that all our weaknesses, He enables them to be far removed from us. And because of these weaknesses, whatever weaknesses we have performed in this last year or this year that has now passing by, those things we were not able to perform, those good things because of our weaknesses, may this be allowed in our next year. That seed of faith by way of irrigation, may it be immersed in Amal Saliha and may it lead to more sacrifices. May our every part of our life, when we stand up or sitting down, wherever we go, may it always be for attaining Allah's pleasure. On the one hand, we are happy that one group of the Jamaat has performed these sacrifices and has opened up new paths for tabligh, for propagation of the faith. But one sad thing that I would like to also say, that on the other hand, I am receiving such letters, and some opponents of the Jamaat say that this and this person of your Jamaat, he was working with me, or he had some business or trade with me, or he took a loan from me, and now he has performed some kind of deception. So Hazur says, such people who become a means of disgracing the Jamaat, it is these people who verbally do profess that we have believed. But this claim of profession does not give any benefit. These people, instead of partaking in the progress of the Jamaat, are partaking in those people who are disgracing the Jamaat. Then there are mutual relations between one another. If there is no concern for the rights due to one another, that is the relations between one Ahmadi and another, that is the rights are due between one relationship and another, if this is not taken due regard to, then a person who does this cannot partake of those blessings and beneficence. This can only be partaken of through prayers, and this can only be partaken of when, because all the rights are entailed in Amal Salihah, performing pious deeds. So therefore, if every single one of us analyzes and self-assesses ourselves and whatever has occurred in the past year, we see how much have we tried to remove those bad things that are within us. And we see those people who have performed sacrifices, how much have they performed any kind of revolution within ourselves. If you look at this individually, then you will see that this year that is ending on a Friday and that began on a Friday, if you do this, then it will be a year of great blessings. However, if we remain immersed in materialism and worldliness and we keep on increasing in materialistic desires and we destroy the rights that are due to one another, the husband and wife, brother and sister, sister-in-law, businessman to businessman, if we keep on trying to cause harm between these relationships, if we keep on trying to cheat and deceive each other, if in the way we speak, in our word, in our deed, we use wrong words, then instead of blessings, instead of benefits, we will become those who incur the anger of Almighty Allah. Those who have performed sacrifices, we have verbally professed that we have remembered them and we have become such people, but we have not made them an example for us, and they have not actually remembered them and used them as an example to become better. We have not used that as a means to see what their example is. That is, if we do not change our ways, what should have been happening is that if from the opponents of Ahmadiyyat, they reach the pinnacle levels of trying to cause harm to us, then we should have tried to immerse ourselves in pious actions. We should have submitted ourselves before Almighty Allah. If fire is being incited against us, then we should have come out of that fire like gold comes out of a burning furnace. In order to cool down this fire, it should have been cooled down through our tears, so that in our individual life it should have caused a revolution. So therefore, those of us who through this past year have passed this year in this way, and through their actions they have immersed it and spent this year through their actions, they are good fortunate people. in the following year, more than before, you must increase this connection and you must increase this relationship. That is, may Allah enable you to do this. Now those people who are not able to reconcile or reform themselves properly, tonight in the day of Jummah, in their prayers at night, they should also pray for this aspect, that Almighty Allah enable us to perform pious deeds. And in the following year, may we always keep in view our reformation. And by keeping in view our reformation, by asking support and succor from Allah, may we also make efforts to perform good actions. May we increase our levels of worship. May Allah the Almighty enable us, for the sake of attaining His pleasure, allow us to immerse ourselves in our good actions. Tonight, when most people are engulfed in drinking alcohol, in all sorts of merry festivals and all sorts of parties, especially in the Western world, we must submit our passions to the Almighty Allah with this pledge and with this promise that in the following year and always thereafter, our passions, our sentiments will be according to following the commandments of Almighty Allah, and we will keep on submitting towards Him. In our belief, in our faith, we will be those who try to increase in it. And we should also pledge this, that in our every action, in our every state, according to Allah's injunctions, we will immerse ourselves in Allah's commandments. May Allah enable us to do this, and may Allah accept our prayers. The following years that is coming, all the Ahmadis individually and on a Jamaati level, may it be a blessed one for everyone. I wanted to say something about the blessings and grace of Almighty Allah, that this year He has also provided this blessing, that through the MTA, I've already mentioned regarding this Russian aspect in the Jalsa as well. I mentioned this on the second day of my reports that I provided on Jalsa, that the Russian desk, that through the Russian desk, MTA now shows Russian programs. For example, there's a Russian website. The Jummah is now in Russian translation. Before, I used to receive one or two letters from Russian people. Now, by the grace of Allah, the letters I receive from Russian people are in their hundreds. The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, also has a revelation that in Russia, Ahmadiyyat, he was seeing Ahmadiyyat spreading. May Allah the Almighty enable this message of Ahmadiyya to spread there very quickly, and may in our lives see this prophecy be fulfilled. There is another matter that I would like to also clarify. I wanted to say this thing in the Qadian Jalsa, in fact at the conclusion of the Qadian Jalsa, on the concluding session of Qadian Jalsa, that our website, Al-Islam, in our website, by the grace of Allah, they have made a new addition in the website, that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, alayhi salam, his books, that is Ruhani Khazain, the collection of his books, there is now a search engine available on that website, Ruhani Al-Islam, that if you want to search any word, for example, the name of Allah, or Yusuf Masih, or the name of Muhammad, then you can enter that into the search engine, and it will search through those books of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that is in the volumes of Ruhani Khazain, and wherever that letter or that word that is mentioned, or whatever that reference and that extract will come before you. And through this search engine, those people who have an interest in the internet, or those people who go on Al-Islam, you can actually go to the original source of that book. So this is something very beneficial. This was very difficult. By the grace of Allah, this is our team of youth who have done this. Two of these are Waqf-e-Noor children who have taken part in this task. Noman Ahmed, he is from Lahore, he is one of them, and one of them, and one of them is from Karachi. His name is Mubarak Ahmed. Apart from that, there are children from India as well. The reason why I wanted to announce this in the Qadian Jalsa Salana, because there are amongst these people, the rest of these children who have performed this task, apart from these two or three, they are actually those who live in India. Fazlur Rahman, he is from Chennai. Then there is Maksud Ahmed, who is from Bangalore. Then there is Shahid Parvez, who is also from Bangalore. Abdul Salam, he is also from Bangalore. Then there is Aisha Maksud Sahiba, who is also from Bangalore. Altaf Ahmed from Bangalore, and Riaz Ahmed from a place in India. Similarly, Khuram Nasir, he is from Pakistan. And then Kalimullah, that is Kalimuddin Sheikh, he is from Chennai. So this is a great work that these people have done. We do not realize, those who see it, to read every single book and to take every word and letter out of it and to make an index from all of these things. And then from this index, they made all sorts of references out of that, and then to make a program of all the pages. This is a large task. By the grace of Allah, these youngsters have performed this task. May Allah the Almighty bless all of these people. And may the world take benefit from this. The objectors make all sorts of objections regarding the books of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. But if you see, this is the spiritual treasure alone that will be the means of reforming the world. But those who it will not affect, there is a verse of the Holy Quran, there are verses of the Holy Quran that did not affect people. So may Allah the Almighty give the world understanding. The third thing that I would like to say today, that I have come to know on my name, that on the internet and on Facebook, a Facebook account has been opened on my name. And my angels did not even know about this site on Facebook on my name. I did not open any site on Facebook like this, neither do I have any interest. In fact, I counseled the Jamaat some time ago that be safeguarded from Facebook. There are all sorts of problems that could arise from Facebook. I do not know if somebody out of foolishness did this, or some opponent did this, or some Ahmadi did this. I am not aware whether he did it out of a pious intention. Whatever reason it was, inshallah, we are trying to close it, and inshallah it will be closed, because there are many things in it. There are less benefits and more disadvantages. In fact, individually, I keep on saying to people that this Facebook, there are certain things that arise that are wrong from it. And also for that person, it can become a means of all sorts of anxieties, especially for girls. They should especially be careful about this. But anyhow, I would like to announce this, and I wanted to announce it, that this is this thing on Facebook. And those people who have these accounts on Facebook, they are coming and they are leaving their comments, and they are leaving it in a wrong way. So be safeguarded from it, and nobody should partake in it. If such a circumstance ever arises through which the Jamaat, on a Jamaati level, through the Facebook or something like it, it wants to establish an account there, then this should be done through a safe way, that not everybody can access it. And only the Jamaat viewpoint should be given on it, because on this one, I have been told every kind of view is being put on it. That certain objectors have raised comments on this, that is, certain opponents have left comments on this account. This is such an immoral thing, that on somebody else's name, somebody else's, whatever it is, for a pious attention or not, he tries to do something on someone else's name without informing that person he is doing this. So whoever has done this, if he had a pious intention, then he should close this immediately and say istighfar. If he is somebody who is just trying to cause trouble, then Allah will take account himself. Allah the Almighty, may He safeguard us from every evil, and may He keep on providing progress and advancement to the Jamaat.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.